episode number one. We're going to have some great PodSafe music for you. We're also going to have some information about the Sea Socks Cruise, Sock Knitters Club, Sister Friends Web Ring, a contest I'm holding about what socks I should make next, and you could win a free webcam from me. I'm going to talk about a deal of the week that I found, and every week I'm going to feature a deal that you can find online, and that will hopefully be available to most people, whether you're in Canada, United States, or UK, or Australia. I'm going to try to find deals that will be available to most of you. If I can't, then that's just, you know, the way these things go. I'm also going to talk about different knitting techniques, like magic loop, and how to overcome fear of learning a new technique. I'm going to talk about what's on my needles, and, you know, what's been on my needles for a while, and and what's about to be on my needles. So let's get into it. First of all, let's talk about this wonderful Sea Socks cruise. Here's how it goes. Knit yourself some socks for those sea legs while cruising to the wool-laden ports of the U.S. From L.A. to Vancouver, we will explore fiber, color theory, and knit some socks. There will even be a few fun things along the way. And that's an ad from Erin. Erin Taylor Bell. She's the one who is behind Mama E's Cyber Fibers, and she does some really gorgeous sock yarns, people. So if you have any sort of inclination of an addiction to sock yarn, she's the place to hit up. So her yarn, I'll tell you more about it. The Sea Socks cruise includes a 5-night cruise on board Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas from LA to Vancouver. Sorry, I just woke up, so my voice is a little rough. Anyway, meals, entertainment, knitting workshops including color theory and knitting socks, exclusive knitting bag with exclusive hand-dyed yarn from Mama E's Cyber Fibers, and the ship is accessible for everyone. There are activities that the parents do not have to supervise for children ages 3 and up that are potty trained. So that means that all the parents get a vacation too. Don't miss the boat. The cruise leaves on April 29th, 2007, so still enough time to save a few pennies to get on there. The prices are starting at $475 per person, double occupancy, and subject to availability. For more information, contact Cruise Planners at 1-888-286-9827. Enjoy! Wouldn't that be nice to take a cruise? I'd love that. I really think that I really want to go to this, but I've been actually saving up for a trip that I'm going on very soon to San Diego, to the Comic Con, because my husband's a big comic book fan, and so and he's always wanted to go, and his best friend in the world, Ron, he and I at Christmas cooked up this plan to finally get my husband Andrew to the Comic Con, which he's always wanted. And so we finally are going to be able to make that happen. And it's been hard to keep a secret for that long, but we were finally able to tell him about a month ago, and he was really excited, and he's really looking forward to it. So it's going to be good. So yeah, no Sea Socks cruise for me, but I hope that one of you will go and let me know what it's like, how it goes. It sounds really fun. So yeah, enjoy.
We accelerate, draw lips to our faces, insulate. Spin cocoons around our bodies, entertain the chance of things being rosier on the other side. Demonstrate, we hide our children, copulate, dismantle our armor, write our myth, and share our kiss blissfully into the other side. Are beating slow, oh so slow, fading in our romance, eating up the scenery, the rest of this human show. see our hearts are beating slow. Oh, so slow.
A little bit about my contest. My contest is basically I got this gorgeous sock yarn from my secret angel, which is what you get when when you have a secret pal that doesn't send you stuff. You get a secret angel, and the secret angel is a really great thing that the secret pal people have thought up, so that if you're part of the secret pal thing, you don't get screwed. And so I ended up having to needing one. So I was assigned one, and she's lovely. And I don't know who she is, but she's sending me lovely, lovely things. And totally making up for the fact that I had a terrible secret pal experience to start. So, you know, I'm even thinking maybe one day I'll leap and do the secret pal thing again. Because, my secret angel is making it totally worth it. Okay, anyway, so she sent me this gorgeous Socks That Rock yarn that is in the colorway Spinel, and it's, like, gorgeous. It's like, dark green. I'm not describing it well. It's, like, ocean color, like, the bottom of the ocean, like, dark aqua, turquoise, rich, like, seaweed. Oh, I don't know how to describe it. It's just these gorgeous colors. You could probably find it somewhere on the net to see for yourself. Actually, I'll post a picture of it on my site. Yeah, so you guys can see what it looks like. And it's so gorgeous, and I've been gazing at it, and I figured, you know, I'm not quite sure what to do with it, because this is only going to be, like, my second pair of socks, well, if you count the one I made for my husband out of worsted weight yarn, but we're not going to talk about that right now. I didn't want to, I really want to like, show off the yarn well. I want it to look really, you know, like they were made for each other. Anyway, so I had a few choices. I'm looking through the patterns that I've printed off and that I love or that I have on me, and I noticed that three kept coming back to me. One was Elfines, and that's by Anna at Autoscopia. She heads up the blog called My Fashionable Life, and I'll have a link to that in my show notes. And so Elfines is like a lacy, gorgeous pair of socks, and I just love them. And so I thought, I'll make those because they're magic loop, and I've just conquered my fear of magic loop, and, sounds good. And then, I noticed that, you know, the interweave knits that I haven't received Summer's issue yet, unfortunately. Still waiting. I noticed that they had a beautiful pair of socks in there called Simply Lovely Lace Socks. And I thought, maybe I'll make those. You know, those are beautiful. I could probably easily switch them to Magic Loop. They're cuffed down, but I don't know. They're gorgeous. And then, yes, I know, I'm flaky when it comes to knitting patterns. I can't help myself. Then I saw Hedera, which is by Cookie, and she also has made a really famous pattern now called Pomodamus, or I think that's what you say it. I might be saying it wrong. Who cares? Anyway, it's a gorgeous pattern, and you know what I'm talking about anyway. And Hedera is a lacy pattern as well. So obviously I'm in the lacy frame of mind. So I thought, okay, which one of these three do I want to do? And I really had no idea. They all had things that, like, in them, in the pattern, that were new, like, for me to learn, and something that was challenging. So, and I like the challenge. So, you know, that didn't help me sort it all out. And they're all lace. I liked all the lace. Yeah, it was very hard. So I decided to put it to my readers. And now I'm going to put it to my listeners. Those of you that, you know, want to see me knit Elfines, you can, or, well, those of you that want to see me knit a specific project, you just go to my blog and you can find out all the information by just clicking on the What's on My Needles contest link on the sidebar. And my blog address is CUTIE KNITTAH Knitta FAIRY fairy.blogspot.com. And I'll have the link in my show notes with the information about all the socks so that you can have an idea of what you're choosing. And yeah, so basically you'll have to email me with your entry before the end of the month. So I'm hoping that I'll get lots more entries, and because I've got a few so far from people who read my blog. And I'm not going to tell you which way it's leaning, but I'm actually surprised at which way it's leaning. So, but anyway, whatever happens, the person who chooses, you know, I'm going to pick the winner from the winning pattern. So the winners are going to come from the people who chose the pattern that ends up winning. And then I'm going to choose a winner from them. So it's in your best interest to vote, because you have nothing to lose. You might win. And I'll also, on my blog is a detailed description of what you'd be winning, which is the VGA PC Flex Camera by Nextech. It's in the box, never been used, great condition. It's just that I have a Mac and I received this as a gift and I can't use it because it's only for PCs. And I contacted the company to try to figure out if there's some way that I could use it, but there isn't. So, all this, you know, specs, system requirements, all that is going to be, is all on my blog. So, I'll put a link to that in the show notes, and hopefully some of you will enter and someone maybe will win from my podcast. And that'd be really great. It's a great camera. I wish I could use it because it also takes snapshots and stuff. I have a digital camera, but it's nice to have a little quick PC, webcam, which I don't have. Just haven't got around to getting one yet. Yeah, anyway, we'll see how that goes. Oh yeah, oh yeah, Rastafari, send them again. Oh yeah, 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 really, really high. Oh, oh, oh. The linja man say hi, come and get me your time, your time. There's a dark country doom. It has so terrible Rastafari tell them self. Never mix or never mingle. Black the lynch up and the power. The dragon and the eagle. Burn Babylon to them. Burn that big trouble. There's a dark country doom. It has so terrible Rastafari tell them self. Never mix or never mingle. Black the lynch up and the power. The dragon and the eagle. Yeah, black people, time shall tell. The hidden and the hidden, all of them go on to hell. Them now you can tell us, say them rabba we manual. What them not to do, do give the girl to you, them don't not kill. Babylon, them belly full, they suffer rich and them not feel. You know them university, them deceive to you to steal. You know them industry, them teach black people to steal. Like the ninja still go bend the Babylon up and kill. The world of fantasy collapse and get to you start reveal. Hold on forever, do your will. Burn Babylon to them under big trouble.
trouble, there's no judgment we doom. It does so terror, Rastafari right and them say. Never mix or never mingle, black the ninja bendy bear, the dragon and the eagle. Burn Babylon to the band of the trouble, there's no judgment we doom. It does so terror, Rastafari right and them say. Never mix or never mingle, black the ninja bendy bear, the dragon and the eagle. The politician now, now them can't fool me. Stupid educated fools, also you can't task me. Wicked Babylon, now you can't mislead me. Nah, no for riches Babylon, you can't test me. Now that you bling bling, can't confuse me. Jah Rastafari, can over guide me. Cause Rastafari, full time him love me. But they can't tell me government, so no disease can kill me. Strictly vegetarian, even the ISIS them guide me. Check out the woman, them love me. Burn Babylon to the man, that big trouble, there's a judgment we doom. It has so terrible, Rastafari right and them say. Never mix or never mingle, black the ninja bend the bear, the dragon and the eagle. Burn Babylon to the man, that big trouble, there's a judgment we doom. It has so terrible, Rastafari right and them say. Never mix or never mingle, black the ninja bend the bear, the dragon and the eagle.
My deal of the week is a great place to get Abbey Turbos for cheap. Now, this place is called Brambles Craft and Classic Yarns. It's an eBay store, and the woman who runs it, Claire, is just a jam, and she's wonderful. And so she sells Abbey Turbos direct from the source out of the UK, and I was able to pick up 3 pairs of needles for $27.99 Canadian. And let me tell you, that's really cheap. Usually I would get 1 pair of Abbey Turbos from my local yarn store for $21 plus tax. That's Canadian pricing as well. So when my friend Nisia told me about Brambles Craft Classic Yarns, I was really excited because I couldn't believe that, such cheap Abbey Turbos existed. And I love Abbeys, and I had a few before, but I hadn't really been able to fulfill my deep need for them, my craving for them, because they're just so dang expensive. But finding out about this was amazing. So, of course, I want to share it with all of you, because if more people show up there, then it can only get better, because then she'll have more available. And, yeah, anyway. I love it because I can get needles to do Magic Loop. And, I really wanted to try Magic Loop before, but I really didn't have the money to buy a bunch of different needles for, let's say, my gauge was off and I had to move up or down a needle. I really didn't have the money to buy a bunch of Addy Turbos, because buying, like, three pairs of Addy Turbos means dropping, like, $60 at the local yarn store. And, you know, I have been so inclined to do that in the past, but right now I'm trying to live a little bit more frugally, and so it was just not going to happen. So finding out about this store was great. I'll have a link to it in my show notes, and all the information and how you can go and check it out. Her needles are really reasonable. The prices are really just what sold me on it, and the service. She sends them wrapped in like three sheets of bubble wrap, and like so carefully. Like I got one needle once and it was wrapped in so much bubble wrap, it was hilarious. But she really is careful, and I ordered once on Thursday. I ordered it on Thursday. She shipped it out on Friday, and I received it on Tuesday, and she ships it out from the UK, so she ships it out really fast. So it's usually only about £2 for shipping, and, the whole thing usually will end up totaling, like, you can get, three pairs of needles for what you pay for two or something, or maybe less than that. So yeah, it's a really great deal, even with the exchange and everything. So go onto that site, get your little exchange calculator ready, or go online to Etsy.com, which is an online currency calculator, and figure out how much you'd be saving. All right.
just sat there in the background on the canvas, watching me, knowing every little fearful beyond which, quietly laughing to yourself, keeping me inside you and away from the fear surrounding me.
Now, Magic Loop is not scary. You know, it's funny because I was afraid of it for so long, and it kept me from making certain things just because I thought it, I mean, it really sounded more intimidating than it turned out to be. When I looked at projects that had Magic Loop, sock projects, cardigan projects, I just didn't do them because I don't know. I guess I had it set in my head that it was difficult. Anyway, one way I overcame that was, and one way that you will, really this applies just not just to knitting, but to life. If you really, really want something, you can overcome just about anything if you want something bad enough. And I really wanted to make these socks, and the socks were named Bad Call. It's B-A-D-C-A-U-L, and those are by Anna at Otoscopia, and I'll have a link to all that in my show notes. Anyway, so I really wanted to make these socks. They're yummy, they're toe-up, they've got cables, they're gorgeous, really, and you need to know how to do Magic Loop to do them. I think you could, well, you could do them on double point needles, but they're written to be done on, like, Magic Loop. So it would mean that I would, you know, either have to figure it all out on double point needles and then figure out how to separate them and stuff, or I could finally learn how to do Magic Loop. So let that be a lesson to you. If you really want something in life, whether or not it be a sock or, you know, that diploma or that guy or that girl even, if you really want it bad enough, you'll find a way to learn how to make it happen. And so that's what happened to me with Bad Call. I really wanted those socks. I kept going back to the pattern. I kept looking at it, and wanting it. And finally, I was like, well, heck, I'm a fast learner usually. Why don't I just get on it, you know? So I decided I was going to learn Magic Loop. And I was scared. Hey, let me tell you, I've learned a few things with knitting all on my own, most things on my own. I haven't taken any courses. I've learned some stuff through, like, emails. Like, there's an online knitting course that, but it wasn't really a knitting course. It was more about color theory and stuff. Anyway, and so most things I've learned on my own or with a person I've just, you know, asked them to help me and or to show me. And but I pick up things usually really quickly as a rule. But, for some reason I kept thinking Magic Loop was going to be different. And I think one thing I'm trying to say here is that you should have more faith in yourself, knitter, I'm assuming you're a knitter if you're listening to this. Maybe you're not. But even if you're not a knitter, you should have more faith in yourself. I think we should all have more faith in ourselves. You'd always be surprised at how much you know. I know I always am. I'm always surprised that I know the answer to that trivia question on Jeopardy, or that I remember that phone number from 3 years ago or something, you know? Anyway, it's all about having more faith in yourself. So, yes, magic loop. Anyway, so I decided that I was no longer going to be afraid. I was no longer going to see this as this big thing to conquer. It was just another technique I needed to learn, like cabling, or which I also thought was scary until I did it. And it so isn't. The first pattern I used for cabling, actually, was the Irish Hiking Wrist Warmers. And those are gorgeous and so simple. And yeah, I highly recommend them for a beginner. I thought lace was going to be hard. Lace knitting. Oh, so not. And, so the first lace project I did was the Isabeau Purse, which is a free pattern over at Chez Plum. And I'll have a link to that in my show notes. Both of my first times, my divergentizing of lace and cabling, beforehand I was nervous, scared, thinking I couldn't do it, just terrified. And then I did it, and it wasn't so scary, and I didn't have to think of the queen. Anyway, so magic loop. I'll have a bunch of resources in my show notes for you, but the thing is the best way to learn anything is to practice. And so I got my yarn, I got my needle, and I went on to a site that I checked out before because I found a bunch of sites talking about magic loop, and this was one of the ones that I felt explained it to me the best. There were others that had pictures and stuff too, but this one, I don't know, the woman who wrote it, I guess we just speak the same language somehow. She just, somehow it seemed really clear. So, I went on to her site, and I taught myself how to do magic loop one Saturday afternoon, and it was so easy, and it made sense. It was intuitive, and I think you'll find that too if you decide to learn it, or if you already know it, then you know what I'm talking about. It actually does make sense. It's not this crazy thing where you completely have to turn your whole brain around to understand it. It is intuitive. So let that, be an encouragement to you if you want to learn, that it's not scary at all. And none of the knitting techniques are, that's what I'm really trying to say, is that cabling, lace, intarsia, any of those things that sound really scary are only scary if you let them be. And so just dive in, pick up a pair of needles, and teach yourself something new today. I hope to hear about some of your experiences with that. You can email me at emmy@podomatic.com, or drop me an audio. There's a link on the sidebar that you can do that. All right.
Cape Town, inside the mix. Yeah, man. This is original, not reality. Better known as Tiba, a.k.a. Mr. Shumba 25 to 1 digitally. Alongside Malacrosse. Yeah, yeah. Red Lion inside the mix. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, DJ Tope, original dope production this. Respect this, eh? This consciousness, lyrically and musically, you know, yeah, eh? Say it. African style. Sir, African style, pan name, make me sing, say, ayo. Jama busuko buka yiswa yi nyama nim nyama me kasi nim nyama me rasi nim nyama jengis tunzi kisa se kasi nim nyama nge ngono nim nyama nge mbana yao. Jama busuko buka yiswa yi nyama nim nyama me kasi nim nyama me rasi nim nyama jengis tunzi kisa se kasi nim nyama nge ngono nim nyama nge mbana yao. I can be proud, go tell them say me chant it out loud.
Yes, call the people,
you can sell us in never doubt.
From the east on the west, hell in no time.
Yeah, yeah,
you
me back and me proud.
Easy.
But tell them, say me chant it out loud.
Africa.
Yeah, King Selassie never doubt. From niggas and the west,
and they know turns out.
Yo, for this a black lovely skin is flock pigmentation. Protect me from the handful of reels from the sun. Natural suntan. Yes, me have me to the max. Me no skin cancer. Me no pimples. Me hobby love me shape. Me love me just me love me complex. Me love me color. Me love me skin. Me love me natty dreadlock. But me black, tell me black. To be black is no tussle. Step up the go in the area. Me shout it out loud. Jamo busuko buka yiswai nyama nim nyama ngwe kasi nim nyama ngwe rasi nim nyama jenga stunzi.
What's on my needles? Well, what is on my needles right now is, actually, this is new for me. I don't think I have anything on my needles, because I just finished Bad Call yesterday. I mean, sorry, the other sock of Bad Call, because, next time I do socks, I'm going to be doing them at the same time, because, my second sock was so much tighter because my gauge was so different on the first sock. So it was so much more like it was my very first sock. And you know what? I have to say, it's probably not the kind of sock you want to start with for your first real sock. because it's like, you know, it's got cables and stuff. But as I said, I'm a little crazy and I like a challenge, so I decided that was going to be my first sock pattern. But if you're not so crazy as me, then you can choose a slightly easier sock pattern that doesn't require cabling and whatnot. Anyway, but, so I finished my second sock, breezed through it, short row heels, all that, no big deal. But, my gauge was a lot tighter, so it ended up being shorter and tighter, and actually fitting better than the first sock, which I thought had fit great. So now I'm like, should I rip out the first sock? Do I even want to? Not really, because I just, you know when you get through a pattern. I don't know how many people feel like this, because I did a survey the other day on Knitter's Review, I think it was, and they asked me, you know, what type of knitter I was. Am I the type of knitter who, once I'm done with a project, just wants to toss it to the side and never see it again? Do I have, like, you know, emotional anxiety parting with the project and whatnot? There's all these different choices, you know? And I feel that once I'm done with a project, I almost don't even want to wear it. I want it to be gone. Like, I think that's why most of the things I knit are gifts, because I'm so glad to get rid of them after. I take a picture of them and they're gone, and I feel like all the work I put into them was worth it, because that person will love it and wear it, and usually they do. I don't really have any horror stories of people throwing away my knitting or stuff like that that I've heard from other people. And let me tell you, that's really brutal. You know, I really feel for anyone who's put their heart and soul into something and then found out later that it wasn't appreciated. You know, I've heard those horror stories, and so it's made me more cautious. I usually won't make you something unless I know that you're going to use it and that you need it. I won't make you a big sweater if I know you don't wear sweaters. You know what I mean? But I love to make things for people, and it's a way for me to show them love. And so, I take a lot of time to think about what they would like and what they need and what they'd actually use. So I don't get, you know, that feeling of, I'm not sure what it's called, but you know what I mean? It's just a horrible feeling. It's not a good feeling. Okay. And, so I actually have nothing on my needles right now. I'll probably will have something by the end of the day. But right now, at this moment, I don't have anything. I do have older projects on my needles that, you know what, will never get done. I don't know why, actually, because some of the things are actually turning out well. But, yeah, you know how that just happens. You just get sick of something, and you just don't want to knit it anymore, you know? You're just tired of it. Yeah, I don't know why that is. Anyway, okay. I guess what should be on my needles is my husband Andrew's other sock. I call him Mr. J on my blog, and maybe one day I'll hold a contest regarding that. So I'm not going to tell you why I call him Mr. J, but let's suffice to say that I do. Anyway, he's a sweetheart, and, I wanted to make these socks for him, and, I was nervous, of course, because I'd never made socks before, and this is way before the whole bad call thing. So I decided I was going to make them out of worsted weight yarn, and I found a pattern that actually took worsted weight yarn, and they're called the Firefighter Socks, and yeah, they're huge, because he's a size, men's 13 sock, and, oh my god, they're like a boat. I could probably use it as a blanket, and it's huge. So it was exhausting knitting that and double crochet needle. So I'm going to do the other sock on magic loop, because it was huge. And it kept sliding off the needles because it was so heavy. So, yeah. Anyhow, but yeah, there's really nothing else on there. I guess I could make something. I'm just not really sure what, you know, because I don't really have a lot of money right now, so I can't really afford to buy some yarn, so I've got to use something from my stash. I was thinking of making a blanket for his grandpapa, whatever you want to call it, grandfather, sorry. I'm from Quebec, and his whole family is from the east side, too, of Canada, so we use the French terms for most, you know, things. Instead of the English ones, but, yeah, anyway, so he's, Pepere, his grandfather. He's a sweetheart, man. That guy is awesome. I think he's, like, 83, maybe he's 88, I don't know, you wouldn't be able to tell, really, because he has so much energy and so much zest for life, it would blow your mind. He really is an amazing guy, and as soon as I met him and hung out with him, I wanted to make him something, because I just wanted to love, you know, show him I loved him so much, and so I said I'm going to make him a little lap blanket, because, he likes to watch hockey on TV, and yeah, I think it'll be perfect for that, so I'm going to try to do that. But it's not something I want to make right now, because right now it's 38 degrees here in Vancouver, and so that's hot, people, okay, in case you weren't sure. That's really, really hot. So hot that when you walk outside, it's like you're hitting a wall of heat, and almost better just to not go outside, because it's like trying to breathe a thick, soupy mass. It's so hot. I can hardly take it. So I'm not going to be knitting a big hot blanket right now. Maybe in the winter or the, you know, maybe in the fall. But right now, I don't even want to see anything woolly, you know. And so I've been trying to look through my stash and find something to knit. And I'll let you know what happens in the next episode. Because right now, I have nothing to report on the needles. How funny. That's so rare. I have to tell you, that is so rare. But I've been really good lately and focused and trying to bang through my projects and not pick up a new thing and ditch the old thing and leave things half done. I'm trying to finish things all the way through. So that actually tells me that I've been good and I've done that. That's just my own thing, people. Don't feel like I'm telling you that you need to be all like doing what I do. This is just something I had a real problem with. I was, you know, an ADD knitter. I'd drop something in the middle and pick up something else just because it looked exciting. And then I had a bunch of half-finished projects and it was driving me crazy. And I never felt like I got anything done. And it started to make me feel bad, you know, about my knitting. I wanted to be someone who could finish things. So that was my goal, and I feel like I've hit it. So now I'm going to be starting another new project while I wait for everyone to vote and let me know what socks to make. So I probably won't make socks right now because I'll be making socks soon. I've got to find a nice little project, and I'll let you know what it is. Okay. Now I'm going to talk about Mama E's Socks for All Seasons Club. Basically, every month of the season you will receive 400 yards of fingering weight superwash yarn. And, so her plan for fall is September. September's yarn is going to be a colorway called Late Harvest. October is going to be Fall Foliage. And November is going to be Indian Corn. And you get 3 yarns for $75, that's including shipping, and you get 10% off if you are a Project Spectrum Sock Club participant, and the first 10 people to sign up are also going to get 10% off. All the yarns are 100% superwash merino, and you know, you can renew your membership by season. And you also have a buy it now option, or you can email her if you're interested and you want to join and you're not sure. Erin's a really great person, and she dyes some gorgeous yarns, and I'm going to have the link in my show notes. You can also check out her, I also have a link to her page where you can buy the yarns. And they're gorgeous. They really are. She's got a really good eye for color, and she does some really beautiful things. Yeah, so, let's see. Last thing I'm going to talk about is my web ring. I have a web ring called Sister Friends, and I wanted something that was about, you know, women of color getting together, helping each other with their knitting, talking about their knitting, being excited about whatever they do, and crafty-wise. And so I was able to do that, and that was a real blessing. And so I'll have a link to that in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself or join if you feel so inclined. And that's women of all colors. So if you are a color at all, like that includes you, Whitey, you can join. And I feel it's funny. We've got upwards of 70 members right now. And this all started because I got up in the middle of the night because I couldn't sleep, and I thought, I'd love to join some kind of web ring that celebrates women that of color that knit or do crafts or something, and I actually couldn't find one, which was really surprising to me because there are a lot of web rings, okay, people? Like, there are a lot. It seems like every different subset niche market, there's a web ring, and so there wasn't one for this. I thought, well, why don't I start it? It's actually really exploded and become bigger than I expected. And so I've been just rallying lately for some help, and I got some help. Now some people are going to be organizing the knit-alongs, and I've got people who just completely taken that over, and other parts of it. The we're having a secret sister exchange, which is really cool, and my friend Nisia is organizing that. So we've got some fun things happening on the site. There's going to be some really exciting things happening soon. So if you want to join. You also get an invitation to the blog so that you can post and let us all know who you are and what you're into and all that. And yeah, it's just, I'm trying to make it like a big cozy party in your living room, you know? Like, we all go by our first names, no like web monikers. Like, you know, I go by Emmy, not Cutie Knit a Fairy, like my blog, you know, moniker is. And stuff like that. So I'm trying to keep it as really, you know, laid back and fun as possible. And hopefully I'll see some of you there. Well, that's it for me today, folks. The music that you heard was, so the intro was by Bang Out Productions, and it's called Choo Choo Choo. Some of the music you heard was Get Together by Tamara Nile, Libertine Takes a Lover by The Parlor Steps, Big Trouble by Black Dillinger, and The Blackness Anthem by Teba Crosby and Red Lion. So there'll be lots of different kinds of music during my shows. I just want to basically put some, you know, fun music in that everyone can enjoy. Today was kind of a reggae type theme, but there'll be, you know, I really like all different kinds of music. So it could be anything from, you know, classical to punk. So really don't get too familiar with or too comfortable with this music, because this is not always going to be this music. Just to warn you. Also, if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at Emmy, E-M-M-I-E, at podomatic.com. PODOMATIC. If you want to subscribe to me through iTunes or through any of those other ones, Google, NewsGator, Yahoo, whatever, that's all on my sidebar. So just scroll down and look and click, and you can do it right from here. Audio, all those other ones. I hope to see you on my next podcast next week. I'm just going to try to bang these out, and let me know what you think. Leave me a comment or whatever. I'm trying to work on the sound quality and everything, and this is all very new. I had a podcast before, but I only had a couple episodes, so I'm still trying to learn Audacity and all that stuff. Yeah, so be gentle, be kind. And hopefully I'll hear some stuff from you, and hopefully one of you will win a webcam from listening to this podcast. Anyway, I hope you have a great day, and take care, and don't forget to check your mail. Okay, bye.